The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff and management. Discussion of specific points and general topics on this program are not meant to be taken as specific professional advice. Please check with your doctor on these issues.
Welcome to Your Holistic Health on Faith and Friends Radio. Your host is Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions. Stay tuned as we examine different aspects of holistic wellness. Here is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum.
Hello and welcome to Your Holistic Health, coming to you from the studios of Faith and Friends Radio in Dayton, Ohio. This is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, holistic clinical pharmacist of RX Integrative Solutions. On today's program, we'll be talking with Dr. Dale Peterson about his new book, Building Health by Design. And today's show has been recorded in advance. Each week, Your Holistic Health presents evidence-based, practical tips on how to integrate body, mind, and spiritual principles into everyday living. We'll turn to Scripture to give us perspective on every discussion focused on wellness and prevention, because we believe that God is a central part of the healing process. In the news this week, I've got some great tips from Prevention Magazine, and it's focused on all you social networkers. So listen up, and please, for just a moment, put down that cell phone. I've got some ideas on how to be a better relationship builder in person. We want to see into the soul. How do you do that? Well, first of all, we look at each other. Eye contact stimulates that social network and those circuits in your brain. It decreases the stress hormone cortisol. That's good. And increases oxytocin, a hormone that enhances sympathy. Actually, looking at someone's face, I mean really looking, also means that you'll be better able to recognize the 7 basic facial expressions that you can't see on that cell phone. They are anger, fear, sadness, disgust, surprise, contempt, and happiness. And even though those emotions may only last a second, you get to see them in person up close. This makes it easier to repair the damage before your loved one or friend or associate notices that the conversation took a right turn when it should have taken a left. Again, tips for seeing into someone's soul and a different kind of a relationship in person, not on that cell phone. Now it's time to introduce our guest. Dr. Dale Peterson is a physician, graduate of the University of Minnesota, and he completed a residency in family medicine at the University of Oklahoma. He also has a master's degree in biblical studies from Pacific College of Graduate Studies. He practiced briefly in Wisconsin prior to serving as an assistant director of the Eau Claire Family Medicine Residency Program, and then he left full-time practice in 1999. He's now consulting with individuals who are seeking ways to restore and maintain their health through improved nutrition and other lifestyle changes. You're a professional after my own heart. Welcome, Dr. Dale Peterson, to Your Holistic Health.
Great to be with you.
Well, thank you. Well, basically, I understand that you have written a book, and it just delights me to share with our listeners that every single chapter begins with Scripture. You're clearly a Christian. I want to know how you incorporated all this goodness and love into your office visits with your patients when you were working.
Well, I think the biggest thing is that I spend time with them and I listen. I don't think there's many things that are more loving than listening to people. For much of my career, I was a typical physician who was overbooking, trying to see too many people. It's what the system demanded. And I was constantly running behind. But over the past decade, I've allotted a minimum of an hour per session with people. That allows me the time that's necessary to listen, get down to the root causes of what is bringing about their health challenges and working with them to come up with a program to reverse them.
Well, that's going to be probably a tall order in the years ahead of us with healthcare reform and the five-minute visit. And I just can't imagine that being a satisfying relationship builder in the short term, certainly over time. But to get to know the heart, the soul, as you say, the root cause. I mean, think about it. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. And that's in Psalm 139:14. I think that wonder comes out over time in the relationship. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And that really is probably my favorite verse, because the longer I work with people, the longer I study the healing mechanisms within the human body, the more its truth comes out. And I have to tell you that when I graduated from medical school 40 years ago, I had not begun to scratch the surface of understanding the intricacies and the mechanisms of the human body. It just is absolutely phenomenal, and I learn more each and every year.
Mm. Well, the body does want to heal, and it longs to heal, and we can go with that and ask God to be a part of that. What's your philosophy, particularly focused on wellness and prevention? Let's start with that today. And if you can, give us just a couple practical tips on how to stay well.
Okay. Wellness, as I see it, is at the opposite end of a long spectrum from sickness. And the state of our health is never stagnant. We're either moving toward wellness or we're sliding toward sickness at any point in time. A person can be very, very sick and not really be aware of it. I was speaking to a group one evening, and a man said, "I know exactly what you're talking about. I had my heart attack at 7:02 on a Thursday morning, but I wasn't perfectly well at 7 o'clock. And many times we just don't recognize that we're sliding away from health. Just a couple of very basic things that I'm sure you've been through with your guests many times. Making pure water our primary beverage can be so beneficial. We've slid in as a society into drinking soft drinks as our predominant beverage, and they're acidifying. They tend to break down the bone over time. They promote weight gain. And if we just simply go to God's design, drinking water as He gave it to us, that in and of itself is a major step forward. Of course, the way we eat makes a big difference. We'll perhaps talk a little bit about an anti-inflammatory diet as we go through things. But the big three are drinking pure water, eating real food, giving your body nutritional supports, being physically active. They're just so important.
You know, I would add a little bit of a different twist, if you would permit me, and that would be a heart of giving thanks and thinking of others before self. I believe that that is one of the highest levels of worship, if you will, to our Maker and Creator. I think easier said than done when we're very, very busy raising our families, but thinking of others before self is very, very healthy and healing.
We have to. One of the things I argue for is breaking the news habit. When we listen to the news, watch the news, read the news, it's really geared to make us feel anxious, hostile, bitter, very destructive emotions. But if we start concentrating on spending time with our Creator and, as you say, expressing our gratitude, loving others, it brings about very positive effects physically in our health.
Mm. And listening to your holistic health is also positive news that you can use, right?
Absolutely.
I knew you felt that way. Well, you must have a sense of humor, Dale, because I noticed that one of your chapters talks about hiring bodyguards to protect ourselves from the bullies.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit more about what you were thinking about?
Well, there are a number of mechanisms of disease and premature aging, and one of them is called free radical damage. Free radicals are unbalanced molecules that are desperately looking for something to partner with. in the environment, they cause metals to rust, car finishes to fade, and when they do, we say they have oxidized. We breathe in free radicals when we take a breath. They're left over as we metabolize our food. And unless they're neutralized, they are going to attack DNA, they're going to attack cell membranes, they're going to very much accelerate the aging process and bring about disease states. Fortunately, God has given us a very effective and very complex antioxidant defense system within the body, but it does need to be supported. It doesn't work in a vacuum. People are familiar with various antioxidants such as vitamin C, vitamin E, selenium, but those aren't the only ones. We need B vitamins. We need vitamin A. We need other minerals like manganese, copper, zinc. And so if we're going to protect ourselves from the bullies, hiring these bodyguards means give your body the support it requires in the form of antioxidant nutrients, a comprehensive vitamin mineral preparation, and then plant-based compounds called OPCs, oligoproanthocyanidins, big mouthful of a word to show people, indeed, I am a doctor. But there are plant compounds. Some examples are grape seed extract, grape skin extract, but they are super antioxidants that complement what our body is doing on its own.
You know, what I find so fascinating is in the whole food kingdom, I think there are miracles and perfection that our Lord again gave to us to sustain us. There are thousands upon thousands of different types of antioxidants. And even in just one category alone, the flavonoids or isoflavones, there are thought to be over 2,000 to maybe even as many as 5,000 different types of constituents. So I love the idea of promoting whole foods.
Yeah, very much so. The challenge a lot of people have is finding whole foods today that have not been harvested well before they're ripe so that they can be shipped long distances. Almost all the food that's coming into the country is radiated, which then sets in a motion, a series of decay within the food. So the ideal situation would be if we could go back to victory gardens and be raising a lot of our own whole foods. That would be much better. But I'm very much an advocate of eating real food. My philosophy is if it's packaged and designed to have a shelf life of 2 years, how are we going to get anything useful out of it?
Mm. Well, now you mentioned a victory garden. Is the definition of that that you have victory over the critters and you actually get something out of it, or what?
It's a struggle.
I'm struggling. Well, we're going to try to take a little break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Mr. Itis, another one of your neat chapters on inflammation and anti-inflammatories. If you're just joining our show, this is Your Holistic Health. Tonight, we're talking with Dr. Dale Peterson, author of the book Building Health by Design. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Your Holistic Health is brought to you by RX Integrative Solutions. Many Americans are taking prescription medications and wish they could find a way to take less. 42% of us have tried some type of complementary or holistic practice, including vitamins and other dietary supplements. Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions provides personalized consultations to review your prescription medications and dietary supplements and helps you find a simpler, back-to-basics way to health. She'll work in partnership with your primary care physician. For more information or to sign up for a consultation, visit rxintegrativesolutions.com. That's rxintegrativesolutions.com.
We're back, and you're listening to a broadcast of Your Holistic Health on Faith and Friends Radio. I'm Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, and tonight we're talking with Dr. Dale Peterson about his book entitled Building Health by Design, Adding Life to Your Years and Years to Your Life. Well, Dr. Dale, who is this Mr. Itis, and what does he want with our bodies, and what does that have to do with inflammation?
Well, I came up with that title because many times over the course of my career, I've walked into an examination room, asked the individual why they've come in, and the answer is, Arthur has come for a visit. And so I play along and I say, Arthur who? And they say, arthritis. Itis, I-T-I-S, is a medical term that, when attached to the end of a word, means inflammation. So inflammation involves virtually any condition that ends in I-T-I-S. It could be hepatitis, bursitis, arthritis, uveitis, anything that ends in itis is inflammation. And inflammation is one, as another one of the underlying mechanisms of disease and premature aging. The good news is that we can go a long way toward controlling it. It starts with what's called an anti-inflammatory diet. Means, imagine dividing your food, your plate, into thirds. One third would be a protein, and the other two thirds would be complex carbohydrates, rich in, those are fruits and vegetables. They're rich, as you mentioned, in antioxidants. They're rich in nutrients. They're lower in saturated fat and empty calories than virtually anything else we eat. And then sprinkle some oil on it in order to provide some fat in the meal. And that's an anti-inflammatory diet. But we can go beyond that by supplementing omega-3 oils, DHA, EPA. There are several sources of those. And when they come into the body, they are used by the body to manufacture its own anti-inflammatory compounds. We have a number of medications, as you're aware of, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory compounds, but they have a lot of potential adverse effects. They can cause a lot of damage. But when the body does its own thing and manufactures its own anti-inflammatory compounds, there are no adverse effects, and it's really very beneficial.
Do you have a persuasion one way or the other? If one were to ask you, do you prefer fish oil or krill oil? I'm just so curious where you're at on that spectrum.
I look for a total of 1,000 milligrams of total EPA, DHA daily, and it really is not critical to me what the source is. I will tell you that if we're looking at that amount, it becomes very, very pricey to get it through krill oil.
Yeah.
Krill oil is promoted because it contains a bit of an antioxidant as well as the omega-3 oils, but milligram per milligram, the omega-3s in krill oil are far less than those in quality fish oil. And so for most of my patients, for me myself, the economic advantage of a high-quality fish oil makes the most sense to me.
Years ago, and I'm going to thank my father for this little nutritional tip, I learned how to eat sardines and herring. It's not a popular confession, but I tell a lot of my patients, now if I can choke down a can of sardines, so can you. It's not
really
usually met with the same
taste for them.
It really is still. It's not any easier today, 20 years later, let me tell you. But I'm trying to be healthy. All right, let's switch gears and talk a little bit about our lifestyle and our fast pace. Does the Lord want us to be slowing down or keeping up that pace? And regardless, is there a way to strike a balance, in your opinion?
Oh, there absolutely is a need for most of us to slow down. I wrote an article a number of years ago titled, Are You Building Your Cell? And I told a story about a man who went to visit an individual who had been imprisoned for his faith, had been in prison for many years. And as he was leaving, the visitor expressed sadness that the man was there, and he said, you know, I have an advantage that you don't have. I have had quiet and stillness forced upon me to be able to spend more time with my Creator. My cell was made for me. You have to make your own cell. Mm-hmm. And there's such a volume of truth in that. How do you make your own cell? I tell people you must schedule quiet time, family time, things that are important in the grand scheme of things, just as you would schedule a business appointment or a social occasion. Because if we don't put it in our schedule in advance, work has a habit of expanding to the amount of time allotted to it. So we've got to put in those quiet personal times, family times first, and then fill in our work and social schedule around them.
Boy, that's revolutionary. That's revolutionary in America today to propose that way of living, and I love it. And I also love a Bible verse that supports what we're talking about here, and it's in Isaiah 40:31, where we read that those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not be faint. So in essence, slowing down and waiting is the healing way to get energized and reinvigorated and, if you will, have purpose in a priority way that you have just espoused.
Absolutely.
Do you worry about environmental exposures at all in your patients? I'm talking about, I guess, I don't know, the radio frequency from the phones. It's been all over the press lately. I know there's some research in this area with regard to brain tumors, and there's quite a bit of controversy in that literature. What do you think about this kind of risk?
I am extremely concerned about environmental electromagnetic exposures. There is a universal acceptance, virtually universal acceptance, that shortwave and high-frequency electromagnetic energy, X-rays, gamma rays, are harmful to human health. Unfortunately, there's a near universal acceptance of the idea that long-wave, low-energy waves, such as broadcast radio waves, microwaves, looking for cell phones, radio waves, are totally harmless, and nothing could be further from the truth. There was some great research done at the Karolinska Institute in Sweden a number of years ago by Drs. Hallberg and Johansson. And Dr. Johansson was a dermatologist. He was looking at why do melanomas occur. The popular belief is that they're because people spend more time out in the sun, but he said that doesn't make sense, because melanomas are most common on the non-sun-exposed areas of the body. And melanoma started to rise in frequency in the mid-1950s. And he said, what happened in the mid-1950s? And he stumbled across the fact that that's when FM and television broadcasting really took off. They went county by county in Sweden, and what they found was if an FM or TV station came online, incidence of melanoma went up. If it failed, incidence of melanoma went down. They then found the same correlation in other countries, and they came back a couple of years later and found that there was a correlation not only with melanoma, but with virtually all cancers. To put things in perspective, they demonstrated that the contribution of electromagnetic radiation broadcast waves to lung cancer is as great as cigarette smoking. So we've got this information. We know that exposure to the type of radiation that is looking for cell phones causes breaks in DNA. Breaks in DNA set the stage for tumors down the road. There are, unfortunately, typically a couple of decades of time before a tumor actually becomes big enough to become symptomatic and present itself. I believe that we are with long-wave radiation, which would include broadcast towers, Wi-Fi hotspots, WiMAX, portable phones, smart meters, where we were with cigarette smoking in the 1950s. If I'm looking at a mechanism and I'm saying that breaks in DNA and damage to the protective mechanism of the brain will predispose to disease down the road, I don't need to wait two or three decades for the statistics to find enough tumors to say, yes, it's a problem. Same thing was true if I recognize that inhaling hot noxious gases that cause inflammation in the throat, lungs, esophagus is going to predispose to an increase in tumors down the road. I should have been able to predict in the 1950s rather than waiting to the 1990s to say that smoking was a hazard to health.
Well, I think everything in moderation, and it is, we are a techno-rich country. We're not going to get away from that. Frankly, the world carries cell phones. Many homes have microwaves. There's towers everywhere. You know, some wisdom in maybe not being on that phone all the time, using hands-free, not carrying it close to your, you know, I guess reproductive organs if you're still planning on having children, and on is being a good steward with regard to environmental exposure.
Now, the challenge is one's personal phone is the tip of the iceberg. As I'm speaking to you right now, millions of microwaves looking for cell phones throughout the United States, North American continent are hitting us, passing through us, and add to that all the other technologies. The good news is there are protective appliances available, and if we survive as a civilization, which is questionable given the terrible effects that these are going to have long term, historians, I do not believe, will criticize us for going forward with the wireless technologies, but they will criticize the failure to embrace protective technology simultaneously.
We're going to have to pray about that, and it's also time for us to wrap up our show. I would love to talk to you more. We're going to have you back and talk more about a fascinating topic of health and healing from your perspective in the future. Thank you so much, Dr. Dale Peterson, for being on our show tonight.
You're welcome.
Our quote of the week is about living life to the fullest, and it's by Danny Kaye, and I quote, "Life is a great big canvas, and you should throw all the paint you can on it," end quote. Thanks again to our guest, Dr. Dale Peterson, for being with us, and this is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions. You are invited to my website online at rxintegrativesolutions.com for a library of health-related articles I've written just for you. Please tune in again next week at this same time to hear Jennifer Kennedy Dean talk about prayer on the next edition of Your Holistic Health. You are loved. Blessings and good night.
The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff, and management. Please contact your healthcare provider for specific professional advice on these topics.
Thank you for being a part of our discussion today. Please join Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum each Friday, 6 p.m., on Faith and Friends Radio for Your Holistic Health.